Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, I remember traveling to another location by plane, and as we made it to the destination city, I noticed that the plane was not lowering as it should if it wanted to make the landing. And then pretty soon the pilot came over the speaker and informed everyone that we were having to circle the airport a few times. We were in a holding pattern. Apparently the conditions of the runway were not right for landing. Well, at the end of Acts chapter 1 and the beginning of Acts chapter 2, we have the disciples waiting. They were in a holding pattern of sorts. Jesus had told them that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit in a few days. In the meantime, they were to wait. But they really didn't know what they were waiting for. They had never been baptized with the Holy Spirit, nor had they seen anyone be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So they were waiting, but for what, they weren't too certain. And then, on the day of Pentecost, it happened. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit came like a rushing wind and a flaming fire, baptizing the apostles with himself. This was the mark of something new taking place in the people of Christ. They would now be indwelt with the Spirit of God in order to accomplish the mission of God. You remember this back in chapter 1, that Jesus told his disciples that they would receive this power when the Holy Spirit came upon them, and then they would be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And we see that very thing being inaugurated right here. There were people from all over the world there that day that heard the gospel presented in the power of the Holy Spirit. Believers are indwelt by the Spirit of God in order to empower them to accomplish the mission of God. Get that very clear in your minds. Believers are indwelt and empowered by the Holy Spirit to accomplish His purposes, not our own. You see, it seems that we have become pretty good at asking the Lord to bless our plans, our goals, our missions. And we have sometimes failed to realize that God has a goal and a mission and a purpose that He's already blessing, and that is to make disciples of all nations so that He will be worshiped in all the world. And we should be seeking to know how we can get involved in that, because that is one of the main reasons we have been given the Holy Spirit. One of the ways that every believer can get involved is by prayer. Jesus said, "Pray to the Lord of the harvest that He may send out more workers into the field." So when you pray today, pray for Nathan Brewer, his wife Lindsay, and his kiddos Gabe, JB, Bo, and Emily. They have answered the call to go into the field of Oklahoma City and plant Grace Harbor Church. Pray also for the Farsi broadcast in the target area of Afghanistan, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, and Turkmenistan. And we'll be praying for you that you walk with Jesus day by day.